Ooh, okay, so hello. I've not done an audio cue for quite some time, so the next 10 minutes are going to be fun. I also don't know if I can hear myself. Sorry, apologies if you can hear me. But I've had a quick look, and 8 months ago was the last audio boom about Horsforth Leeds Walk of Art, and that was a fun little post. I don't really know what I'm saying on this audio boom, but I thought I would try to talk through some research that I'm doing. I thought I might as well just record some of my thoughts. It's going to help me with my process. And also, the hope is that you won't hear the digitization of the audio clipping together and slowing down and speeding up as my computer processor breaks. But nonetheless, let's give this a go. I'm trying to try my best to dig up or answer the question about any sites, websites, and blogs, or any information that I absorb from the internet or from any digital platforms, and things that I might regularly read. I think initially I feel like I don't read anything regularly. I think I regularly contribute to Twitter, and over the years I have noticed a decline in my engagement, but my engagement is much more richer, therefore I do less but get more out of each tweet. And I'm also doing other things like writing blogs more often, so I'm contributing more. And me doing the audio boom, I'm contributing audibly more often. I feel like I don't have anything regular, and this might be something that's a bit of a trend that I've not noticed before until I've spoken about it now. But the ability to for people to dip in and out means people don't actually have a regularity on what they read. For example, people used to read newspapers. I don't think as many people do. I think The Guardian and maybe The Independent did actually release some information suggesting that their readership has not, well, it's slightly increased, but it kind of plateaued at a certain point. And the plateau suggests that print media is in massive demand, and there still is a readership and an audience there, but the plateau suggests that it's retained its value. So that's proving what its worth is. I think actually the information I read some time ago might have come from the Johnston Press, who own a number of printing companies, more of the local presses, like the Evening Post. And I think those kind of things are really vitally important. Vitally important to understand that people don't regularly read newspapers as much, but actually they might, a certain audience might regularly. Now, the audience that I've lost doesn't mean they read any less. It just means that they're more like me, maybe, in that they read up and down and left and right, and they find information through RSS, push, Twitter, social media feeds, anything that's trending. But trending within a niche category or a trending topic, something that might be more of interest. So I guess that's why I'm looking at blogs and websites and thinking more about anything digital or things that I'm interested in. And those are the things that I'm interested in, therefore I might read more of those things. Some of the things that I'm finding on my Twitter feed this year in 2017, still in this year. So far I've got Alex Small, who's highly regarded as one of the best social media experts across the globe. I want to say the globe because I don't believe it's the case in the UK. I think it's in the UK and across America and the globe. He ranks really highly, and there are a number of tweets that he schedules and sends out regularly that I would say help me trigger off any important topics. And what I tend to do is I absorb some of that information and I cross it over with more localized or specific topics I have of interest for myself. Like, for example, I'm into children and young people playing out on the streets and risky play, and how spaces and civic space or duty and how cities might use space relates to how children or tourists might come in. So that topic overall is taken charge by Playful Anywhere, which you can follow on Twitter. I think it's more of a city, more of a Leeds Yorkshire project, but actually can be universal. The government has data mills fluffing around the edges and developing. And I don't think a lot of people are actually aware of those, but with those data mills and the new European City of Culture bids coming out, it's interesting to see Leeds and I think it's Essex, or actually Stoke-on-Trent that are applying, and to see how they might consider how culture is evaluated, how it might be recognised and then promoted, and how they do that, who might win the bid, but also to see how City of Hull do and deliver their 2017 City of Culture bid, because they've obviously won that. And so it's interesting to see how those bits of information come out, and those are the things that I'm currently absorbed into. The artwork, theatre work that's coming out currently in February and March for City of Hull. Now, outside of that, actually just slightly outside of that, would be the IOD, digital data, smart technology tips. So that kind of information from the IOD and digital data mills does come from the digital data in Leeds, but the Leeds bid and the Stoke-on-Trent bid, but actually how across the board, how governments might be using data. And I think the Freedom of Information Act might have opened that up, but actually it's narrowed it down to newsjacking and people writing more news articles, and it's not at a more instantly gratified position in time. It's still like a planning or an application process where you have to access it, you have to ask for it to have access. My apologies. So I think there's those kind of barriers going on. And I'm just looking now at some of my Twitter interactions that go back to currently January, late January, and I'm sort of trying to pick up now some of the other things that I have interest in and topics that I tune into more regularly. So what I'm going to do is I've noticed that I speak quite fast-paced, so if you want to go back and re-listen to this audio boom, then please do. I'm treating it like a thought process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave this here and pick up a new audio boom of me just casually chit-chatting and looking through interactions and how I might find information or information that I've engaged with through Twitter in the past. So feel free to jump over to that anytime now.